7. Service to Kith and Godfrey.
On Fifth Street in North Philadelphia, the 47 bus passes Hunting Park Avenue and several grocery stores, colmados or bodegas, hair salons, and barbershops. Here is where you'll find the largest pocket of Dominicans living and working in the city.
Aquí en Filadelfia, no es por nada, pero ya la mayoría, todos los negocios son todos dominicanos. Porque el dominicano viene como con una, ¿cómo le digo? Como, por decirlo, como con una hambre de progresar.
Raymond Rincón is one of the thousands of Dominican entrepreneurs in the city. He owns two barbershops that carry his nickname, La Salsa Rincón. Raymond first came to the United States from New York. It was the late 90s, and he was on tour with a music group playing the classic Caribbean instrument, El Güiro. But after he visited Philly, he decided to make the move permanent. It is a common migration pattern for Dominicans and also Puerto Ricans and Mexicans.
Yo pensaba que no iba a haber gente, y cuando vi la primera impresión aquí en Philly fue que me gustó, que vi ese cajón tan grande, lleno de gente. Yo dije, ah, por aquí hay gente, entonces eso fue lo que me gustó más.
Raymond spent several years working in landscaping and construction. But one day, he went to have his beard trimmed. He liked the atmosphere of the barbershop, so he asked a friend if he could be an apprentice. The job was a fit, so he bought los hierros, or tools, and thus his new career as barber began.
Y entonces yo le dije al amigo, dame esa silla, y él me dijo, cógela. Compra los hierros, y yo compré los hierros y me puse así. Y me gustó el negocio porque yo veía que entraba gente. Y así para ahí empezó el meneo mío, ser dueño de barbería.
He bought his business from another barber who was tired and wanted to sell. One of his best friends, o hermano de crianza, loaned him the money, the same way many immigrants get started. Today, Raymond has a team of 15 young people, most of whom are also Dominican. He prides himself of the fact that they know how to serve their clients very well and have learned to deal with all kinds of personalities.
En español, el cerquillo. Eso le llamamos nosotros, cerquillo, le llamamos aquí. Pero eso es, en inglés es un shape. O sea, limpiarle las orillas a la gente, que quede bonito, como que a la gente le gusta. Porque si no le hacen eso derecho, sabe que está torcido y empiezan a pelear.
For Raymond, the secret to his success is to run the business with deep care and attention, have city documents in order, follow the guidelines and regulations, and make twice an effort, es decir, esforzarse el doble. Philadelphia has a lot to gain from immigrant small businesses, says Jennifer Rodriguez, CEO of the Greater Philadelphia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. They project that if immigrant small businesses could employ at least one more person, approximately 12,000 jobs will be generated in the city.
Claro, mi vida comenzó desde que yo me quedé en este país. Hoy yo soy bien, estoy feliz, bien por este país. Tengo mi esposa, tengo mis hijos, tengo todo. ¿Qué más se le puede pedir?
In this country and in this city, Raymond Rincón found everything, his family, his business, and his community. He says he's proud to be an American citizen.
Emma Restrepo and Jane von Fergen, Plan Philly WHYY.